Richard Chaffetz says, hey, let's bring the NBA to St. Louis. When you take a look at that, though, are they expanding or are there teams that are looking to leave their current cities, or is this a pipe dream?
Well, I certainly appreciate Mr. Chaffetz's energy and enthusiasm. And as a sports enthusiast, I would love to have professional basketball in St. Louis. Of course, at Wash U, we have this great relationship with Joe Lacob and the Golden State Warriors. He's the benefactor of our program. That all said, I do think it's a bit of a pipe dream, and here's why. First of all, currently the NBA isn't necessarily looking at expansion. The Seattle and Vegas would certainly be the next cities on deck. St. Louis would not rank close to those cities.
So that's from an expansion standpoint. What about something that's owner-driven? If Richard Chaffetz or a team of maybe he even gets involved with the Blues ownership, since they've got Enterprise, and they buy a team in a city and say, we're going to move it. What about that?
Well, to be honest, I think that the best opportunity, quite frankly, is if St. Louis were to ever consider the possibility of a G League franchise, and if the G League decided to expand, because quite frankly, the G League is gaining in popularity and stature. So, and on top of that, it's possible that a G League franchise could exist in an arena like the existing Chaffetz Arena. I just think it's unlikely. If you look at the markets that are out there, probably one of the weakest performing markets would be Memphis. But, you know, do I see a transaction where he's purchasing the Grizzlies and moving them to St. Louis? You know, I really don't. Because, again, you have to consider the market size. We're a market that is, again, around 20th in terms of metropolitan statistical area. And ultimately, now that we've got obviously hockey, obviously baseball, I think there's a really strong chance we're going to have Major League Soccer, and then add to that the XFL. So now you're talking about potentially four markets, and then you want to add a major, or a NBA team, or I think that's a stretch. I do think the G League is much more digestible.
Now, Vegas is, in terms of Nielsen markets, 42, and St. Louis is 21. And they've already got the NFL, the biggest league, apparently going there with the Raiders, and the NHL now, too. So doesn't that put them in the same position as St. Louis? Now they have the tourism factor, but it is a smaller market.
Well, you know, basketball, just the dynamics of the sport is more kind of fast-paced and energetic and sexy, which, of course, is kind of consistent with the Vegas demeanor. And I do think that that's something that would be kind of eye-catching for tourists. You know, obviously now that the NBA, probably more so than any other sports league, is really kind of embracing this idea of the legalization of gambling, well, obviously that would make a lot of sense. And I think you may be underestimating that even though it's a smaller market, that there is a lot of you know, disposable income among certain groups in the community. So ultimately, I think when you can add all of those things up, it really does make Vegas. Again, I'd rank Seattle ahead of Vegas, but I would rank Vegas certainly above St. Louis.